We had some mail theft recently. My neighbor Eric was vacationing with the family in some exotic place, Smoky Point, I think maybe it was, and I was feeding the cats, checking the mail, doing what neighbors usually do when friends go away. My neighbors across the street even mow each other's grass, but they don't have the estate Eric does, and I suppose I could make excuses, but hellfire, I was feeding his cussed cats and picking up his bills. You expect me to pay him too? All right, after a few days of emptying the mailbox, you get to know a person pretty good. Sort of an unpaid private eye, seeing what bills come from who, what associations they belong to, what magazines they get, what charities they contribute to, all that personal stuff. You can learn a lot. Not that I'm analyzing their buying habits, their credit card information, their given trends, their collection agencies, the nasty threats they get. Nah, I'm just picking it up and hiding it where snoopy folks, too inquisitive folks, won't find it and make it their business when it isn't. I mean, we used to have privacy laws in this country, and I don't care what the damn government's doing. I think a person ought to be able to hide his sins from the rest of the nosy neighbors. So when I get to day 3 and the collection agency seems to have given up and the credit card applications have dried up and the charitable organizations have wised up and there's no mail for 3 straight days, I should have known. I should have waited by the mailbox in the ditch with all the empty beer cans with a sawed-off shotgun, because I should have surmised some meth-dealing crackhead was stealing Eric's identity. But I'm happy to say it didn't ever occur to me, and because of that, Eric can thank me, because that desperate junkie got more than junk mail. He got all of Eric's overdue bills, and now he's stuck with them, and he'll get to pay them off with his ill-gotten drug money, and I say justice once again prevailed. So Eric can thank me for bailing him out once again. I just hope next time he doesn't expect me to mow the lawn, too.